com today.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. The Second Amendment is so important. Just like all other rights, the best way to keep any of our amendments alive is to come down and experience your right to keep and bear arms.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Think about the guys you grew up with. You like to get into the corner and just give them a straight left.
Oh, tough guy.
I'm not suggesting we hit the president.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Bomb Tel Aviv? I know the people saying this aren't, you know, white Aryan males with tiki torches, but they have the same message. But the students that are allowing this to go on with the Hamas flags, letting these people onto campus, the professors that are participating in this, it's the same message, which is Jews are not welcome.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Donald Trump remains on trial in this kangaroo court in Manhattan. Well, in the same Big Apple metropolis. Here's the headline on the New York Post this morning. Columbia surrenders. Anti-Israel students get slap on wrist. School cancels all in-person classes for semester. Columbia surrenders. And right now on the front page of the New York Post, as the kangaroo court trial continues, and the Democrat operative posing as a judge with a Democrat operative, 34 years old, who's his daughter, who he claims is a child. She's making a handsome living in Democrat Party deep state circles. He's pondering whether to fine Trump for violating the so-called gag orders. But is that travesty of a mockery, of a sham, continues. Migrants swing bats, belts, and even traffic cones at each other in wild brawl outside the New York City Hotel. That would be the Row Hotel on 8th Avenue on the west side. Formerly very upscale boutique, semi-boutique type of hotel. Now it's a flop house. Mobs of rowdy illegal aliens from the third world got into an all-out brawl outside a Midtown hotel, swinging sticks, belts, and even traffic cones during the violent broad daylight melee. At least a dozen third world thugs and goons squared off. I'm changing some of the nouns around. Squared off Sunday afternoon, with one out-of-control illegal seen swinging a bat menacingly at the mob before one of the combatants is taken to the ground and pummeled by four others. Footage shows. Because four-on-one is illegal alien fun, after all. And then they have video of this, and there it's just another nice day. It's the latest shocking scene taking place at the dozens of metro hotels where the illegal aliens are being parked. This police body cam footage captured another wild scuffle between cops and migrants at a Yonkers hotel. In another case, several young men appeared in court after allegedly beating New York City cops during a Times Square brawl. Those were the Venezuelans. Meanwhile, hotels have become a whirlwind of police activity. No kidding. You know what they haven't become a whirlwind of? Job fairs. Of people seeking out employment. But you know why? Because no one's seeking out employment. They didn't come here to work. They came here not to work. And mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. But they're after Donald Trump. They have their priorities straight here. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We have so much to get to today with these Biden cuts. We don't have time for all of them right now, but I got to play just a couple for you. And of course, the big one of the day is when he says, well, cut 18.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause. Now listen to this one. This one always cracks me up. He claims to be a working class hero, as John Lennon would say. A working class hero is something to be. You're all bleeping peasants, as far as I can see. That's what he really thinks, though. He thinks we're all bleeping peasants. Listen to this. This is the craziest thing. Cut 11.
The guy has never worked a day in working man's boots. By the way, you gave me a pair of boots as a gift, by the way. I know how to put them on. I still sometimes cut the yard. The Secret Service doesn't let me do it anymore.
He has work boots. He has work boots. Just because you have a hammer doesn't make you a carpenter. Just because you say you drove an 18-wheeler doesn't mean you ever did. And he said he cut the lawn. That's another lie. You know, if you a lot of people say they cut the lawn. And, you know, if you've really cut the lawn, you don't have to tell anybody you cut the lawn. It's just – and you know what? I don't care what anybody says. I'm gonna say I've rented houses with huge, rotten yards with lots of pine trees in them, lots of you know what pine trees mean. That means the needles come down. There's the grass doesn't grow right. The rocks in the yards. It's no fun. It's no fun. No one who's cut a lot of lawns likes to cut lawns. So this is another BS lie. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm sure you've seen the front page of today's Herald, haven't you? Please describe it to the audience. Are you referring to my column where I said, let's toll the liberals, and I listed all the out-of-state liberals that I would like to start taxing at the borders? You know, and I said, this is a very judgmental column. Is that what you're referring to? Or you're referring to the other stories on the front page? 844-500-4242, 781. They say Joe is sharp as a tack, more like soft as a grape. 508 says, we need common sense bat control. How about we need some common sense traffic cone control? And again, I thought these illegal aliens were only here to do the jobs that Americans didn't want to do. I didn't know that that Americans wanted riots in broad daylight on a major New York City thoroughfare. But, you know, hey, it's all part of the fundamental transformation of America. I mean, who doesn't want a fundamental transformation of America? 617, what the hell is he doing with work boots on? He's never worked a day in his life either. Four more years of that buffoon and it's all over. God bless America and Donald Trump. I know Donald Trump has worked so much more in his life than Joe Biden. I mean, you know, Donald Trump, he may not have, you know, carried a hod or swung an axe or anything like that. But, I mean, he's put together projects that have actually gotten something done. As one of those prospective jurors said last week at the trial, said, I'm a skater and I'm a fan of the New York Rangers, and I want to thank Trump for getting the ice rink built. It's called the Workman Ice Rink in Central Park. And the city had tried for a decade. And they never could get it together to build a simple ice rink. And that Trump said, I'll take it over, and I'll bring it in under budget and on ahead of schedule. And he did it. And you know what? It wasn't building the Great Pyramids. But he knew how to do it, unlike anybody at City Hall in New York. Any Democrats, let's put it that way. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508. I cut the grass. I don't cut the yard. Oh, man. He's really on top of his game today. You know what's ironic? They're trying to keep Trump off the campaign trail, and they are to a large degree. He's out on the weekends, but he's stuck in Manhattan during the week. So they put Joe Biden out, and he's just making a fool out of himself day after day after day. I mean, yesterday it was, he doesn't have to tell us, he doesn't need to tell us how bad we are or something to that effect. And then today, you know, he reads the teleprompter instructions, doesn't know enough to just pause. Rather, he reads pause. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
If you missed any part of the show, we've got you covered.
You know what, guys? This could be a podcast.
Subscribe to the Howie Carr Radio Network on your preferred podcast platform and start listening to previous shows
and exclusive podcast-only features.
It's actually not a bad idea.
The 110 Grill offers 100% of their menu gluten-free. Enjoy their patios, and don't forget Mom. To reserve your Mother's Day table today, go to 110grill.com.
Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum.
Meet John Deaton, the political outsider and hard-nosed warrior running for Senate in Massachusetts against radical Elizabeth Warren.
I grew up in real poverty in a dangerous, violent neighborhood and learned life's lessons. I worked my way through college and New England School of Law, living in Roxbury, joined the Marines, got married, and built the law practice. I fought for the little guy. I am running for U.S. Senate to shake things up for the people who need it most. Take on the drug and insurance companies. Take on Washington corruption and work to solve the migrant crisis. I know your dreams and your hopes for you and your family because I share them. I will fight for what is right, no fear, and never give up.
Visit johndeatonforsenate.com.
I'm John Deaton, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Deaton for Senate, Inc.
Spring is here and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code HOWIE3. Dave Hinchy has one in every room at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt the Vet swears by them. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Not only does it help with pollen in your home, but with the USB cable, you can use it in your car as well. Every time you open that door to your home or car, pollen is coming inside. Pollen can give you itchy eyes, a sore throat, or just overall feelings of fatigue. Take care of the air inside your car with the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. For pet odors, cooking smells, tobacco, musty basements, and more, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack. Back in stock now. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code HOWIE3. That's the number 3 and get yours now. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIE3.
I can't remember crazier times in my lifetime. Now more than ever, expect the unexpected with ReadyWise. Always be prepared. At ReadyWise, their mission is to bring peace of mind to their consumers by offering high-quality food and gear at a reasonable price. ReadyWise relentlessly pursues solutions to help you be prepared. Go to ReadyWise.com, enter code HOWIE20 at checkout and receive 20% off your purchase. Or call 800-95-READY to speak with an actual person. That's ReadyWise.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Atencio from Paul's Landscape Service and Supplies. I'm a regular listener to the Howie Cash Show and have heard the ad for the Rizzo Insurance Audit. I was astonished by how much they were able to help me. Not only did they save me money, but they identified coverage I had but didn't need and coverage that I needed but didn't have. They helped me, and I know that they can help you. Contact Dan or Paul at RizzoInsurance.com or by calling them at 800-267-6500. That's RizzoInsurance.com or call them at 800-267-6500.
Auctions are one of the oldest forms of commerce known to man. Auctions are how economies determine values for assets and commodities. Auctions are not a fire sale at a discounted price. Rather, auctions are an accelerated sale with competitive pricing. J.J. Manning's accelerated auction process is one of the fastest growing segments in real estate. Manning's time-tested approach began over 16,000 auctions ago in 1976 by its founder, Jerome Manning. In the Manning method, the buyer pays their exclusive P&S and makes a 10% non-refundable deposit that day. In the Manning method, you set the terms which all buyers must follow. JJ Manning uses their 30-30 marketing plan, 30 days of marketing saturation, and 30 days to close. To learn more on how to get your commercial, residential, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold.
He's Howie Carr, and he's back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space. There are no filters to replace. And it's only one-third the cost of those bulky air purifiers. Take advantage of the Thunderstorm 3-Pack Special at EdenPureDeals.com and use promo code Howie3. I thought about long and hard about how many colleges to put on this list today, but then I just said, I'm just going to go with all the Ivy League colleges, all of them. I think there's eight of them. I think I got them all. And, you know, and I didn't say which one irritates you the most today. I wanted to make sure that it was for all time, not just a flash in the pan like Columbia. So, Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is which Ivy League school do you most detest? Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Columbia, UPenn, Brown, Dartmouth, or Cornell?
I'm still going with Harvard. What the hell?
62% say Harvard. 28%.
That's the local. That's the, where everybody's going with the local guys. Yeah. What finished second?
Columbia, 28%.
Yeah, that's the news. That's the headline school of the day. Okay, so there's only 10% left for the other six schools. Who's third?
4% for Yale.
That would be the way I would go. This seems to be voting just the way I would vote. Yeah, don't forget Cornell. That's where Keith Olbermann went to college. Sometimes Cornell gets overlooked. They have an agricultural school. They have a hotel management school. In other words, they have some schools where they actually teach people skills that might come in handy in real life, other than medical school, and a lot of them have. But, it's an Ivy League school nonetheless. By the way, speaking of Harvard, Harvard was lagging behind the other schools in the area, MIT, Tufts, even Emerson. But today, a pro-Palestinian encampment has been set up in Harvard Yard. Oh, they're not running behind now. They're up with everybody else. Meanwhile, Boston police warn law enforcement action imminent at Emerson College, where students protest war in Gaza. Imminent. I hate to be a snob, but how many students at Emerson know what the word imminent means? We shall not be moved. This is at Brown University. Another also ran in the Ivy League despicable poll question of the day. Student protesters launch Gaza solidarity encampment on Brown University's main green. Why don't they just call it a weed smoke-in? So that's what it is. It's not a Gaza solidarity encampment. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. You know, a couple questions come to mind. First of all, I wonder how many of those people that are blocking bridges and doing these marches and all this other crap are newcomers, you know?
Yeah, no, that is a really good point. You know, Victor Davis Hanson was raising that. You know, since George Floyd rioting, they've, you know, a lot of them abolished, although they're bringing them back, the SATs and the ACTs. So there's no more, there was no more standardized testing for a number of years. And they, in addition to letting in unqualified American students, they're letting in unqualified foreign students. That's why everybody at Harvard freaked out when they were talking about suspending them or expelling them in October, because they were, you know, they love Gaza and they love Hamas terrorists, but they were afraid they were going to have to go back home and there were going to be no jobs. So, you know, why I don't understand why they don't want to go back anyway, Dave, all the foreign students and plus all their American, you know, fellow travelers. Why wouldn't they want to go back and fight it out?
Yeah, and the other question, which is easy to answer, I wonder how many anti-war protests there were during the Second World War. We didn't tolerate them then.
No, they were not tolerated then. By the way, I mentioned yesterday they had some really good IDF aerial video of blowing up a Hezbollah commander and his aide's white car as it was making its way down some road in Lebanon. I couldn't find it again. I was going to tweet it out, but I found it again just now, and I tweeted it out. You got to see it. It's really good because some of the video they use is not in color, and the vehicles are very nondescript. This is a nice looking white vehicle, and all of a sudden, you know, these Abdullah and Muhammad are chatting it up about who they're going to behead next, and who they're going to rape next, and then all of a sudden. Calling paradise. We will be needing 144 more virgins. That is 72 times 2 is 144, is it not? Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, this Steve. Is Steve.
Go ahead.
Yes, I am. I'm Steve. I went to Columbia, and I was there the same time Robert Kraft is. Actually, we're the same age.
Yeah.
And, you know, even for 20 years after we left, there was none of the kind of confused relativism that we see in academia now, and that produced the people like the current president and many others. Even the riots of 68 weren't as bad as these, and
no.
The total fecklessness of the administration.
No, I mean, you look at those old pictures of 68. I mean, everybody's still fairly well-dressed, and, the guys at the president's office smoking the cigar. I mean, that's a kind of a semi-iconic photograph of the time. But yeah, it was nothing like this. And you know what? We have a new episode of Meet the Experts. This week I spoke with Michael Walsh, who has written a highly acclaimed series of mystery novels set in a fictionalized version of his hometown, Lynn, Massachusetts. Michael shares what it takes to be an author, the vast amount of research involved, his writing process. Here's a preview of this week's episode of Meet the Experts.
This wicked city is a story powered by its character's struggles with love, loyalty, and sacrifice, and those values describe the people of Lynn.
Why do you call it Ocean Park?
Lynn has an infamous poem which goes back over 100 years.
Lynn, the city of sin.
Correct.
Where you never go out the way you came in.
So in 1997, the Lynn city solicitor suggested that they rename the city Ocean Park, and they were mocked
by me.
By you today, Howie, also.
By everybody.
By everybody, yeah. They're mocked.
Meet the Experts with Howie Carr, featuring this week's guest, Michael Walsh, is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts.
Hi there, it's Silver Dave from Local Silver Mint in Ware, New Hampshire. I was a Green Beret in the Army Special Forces. Now my new mission is to get silver into the hands of Americans. At Local Silver Mint, we have the best selection and the lowest prices. Come to our beautiful showroom in tax-free New Hampshire. See our rows of display cases and clearly marked prices. We have silver, gold, platinum, palladium in bars, rounds, coins, and more. Also, check out some of my inventions, which we make, like our Stealth Silver, which hides in plain sight, or our 1/10 ounce silver for barters and trades, or my newest creation, the Sterling Sword, solid silver swords, which also make great Father's Day gifts. In addition, we buy all things gold and silver, and we pay the highest rates. Also, check out Local Silver Mint on YouTube and see our fun and informative videos. So come on down to Local Silver Mint in Ware, New Hampshire, and stack it up!
If you don't know about the recent Supreme Court decisions affecting Second Amendment rights, you should tune into Rapid Fire, our local 2A talk radio show, to learn more about the cases being brought to the Massachusetts court system. Join us every Wednesday at 4 p.m. at rapidfireradio.us. or search Rapid Fire on your favorite podcast network. At Cape Gunworks, we are responding to all 2A news. Go to rapidfireradio.us and give us a shot.
Your valuables, whatever they may be, guns, silver, gold, jewelry, important documents, all need to be kept safe. Liberty Safe's home security sale is the perfect time to secure those valuables. With 20% off on select Liberty Safes and 0% financing for 12 months, now is the time to buy. When only the best will do for you and your home, choose a Liberty Premium Home Safe. This combination gun safe for sale features some top security features. Visit LibertySafe.com today.
You made it through the cold temps in February and the rainy weather in March. Now the longer, warmer days are finally on their way. Spring means more flowers and sunshine. Unfortunately, it can also mean more pollen and allergens. Right when you're looking forward to opening your windows to let that fresh air in your home or in your car, you suddenly realize the sneezing's about to start. Luckily, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm is here to eliminate any allergens floating around in the air. And with a 3-pack special, you don't have to move your thunderstorm from one spot to another. Put one in your house, one in your car, and one in your office, and you're good to go. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACE and the number 3 to get the 3-pack. With the thunderstorm, you can enjoy this beautiful time of year without having to reach for the tissues. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE and the number 3.
If you've been putting off getting a hair restoration, listen up. The future of hair restoration is here, and you can save $1,000. Dr. Mark DiStefano is back, along with his chief of surgery, Dr. Thomas Brand. Together, they've formed Northeast Hair Restoration and have pioneered a new groundbreaking procedure called Precision Follicular Extraction, or PFE. The PFE is becoming the gold standard and the most sought-after hair restoration procedure in all of New England. Imagine, no shaving, no scalpels, no stitches, no real pain and no visible scarring, while preserving the natural appearance of your existing hair and delivering transformational results. Northeast Hair Restoration has 2 convenient locations in Wellesley and Worcester, Massachusetts. Take control of your hair loss and get $1,000 off on a PFE procedure. Call Northeast Hair Restoration today for your free consultation at 800-208-HAIR. That's 800-208-HAIR. Or go to PFEHAIR.com. That's PFEHAIR.com.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Sad news from the world of National Panhandle Radio. 24 of the beautiful people have accepted buyouts, and 7 others have been terminated. That's the bad news. The good news is this gives them more time to attend pro-Hamas, pro-Nazi, anti-Jewish rallies. Whether they're
Bye-bye,
Emerson. They have a choice. They'll have a choice. Now it's Emerson, Duff's, MIT, now Harvard, with so many choices for the laid-off WBUR employees. Where do you think they'll go first, Grace?
Out of all those places, I don't know. Yeah, a lot of these protests are now taking place across all of these colleges in Massachusetts. I actually heard that, and I could be wrong on this, that Boston College, like every single school, is getting some sort of protest. That's what I heard this morning from a source, but I can't confirm.
And nothing in the headlines about it yet. I hope not.
Yeah, well, a lot of these encampments have to get, as you know, Howie, they have to be approved. In the case of Columbia, they say you get 48 more hours because, you know, the negotiations are going well. And then the students are actually not as easily pleased as the administration. They're saying, no, you threatened to bring in the National Guard and the NYPD, and we need it written down that you are not going to bring those people in before we disassemble our tents.
This is what they used to call in the 60s, non-negotiable demands, Grace. Non-negotiable demands.
Yeah. Well, now here's another story for you, Howie. A Columbia University professor is speaking out against anti-Israel protesters and calling on police to protect him. The professor, however...
Yes, I saw this. He was very much into defund the police. But this guy is the classic, apparently, the conservative. The definition of a conservative is a liberal who has been mugged or threatened.
Yeah.
With genocide in this case.
Yeah. On Monday, Columbia Business School assistant professor Shai Davidai, who is Jewish, attempted to lead counter protesters against an anti-Israel demonstration known as the Gaza Solidarity Encampment, but was denied access to campus after his ID was deactivated. We talked about that, Howie. But now we find out this professor was also denied access to the university's main campus and that he, at one point, was to fund the police. So this is kind of like Cori Bush, you know. Some people are defund the police until they feel a little bit threatened, and then they want private security.
Yes, and by the way, Ilhan Omar's daughter now claims that she's been the victim of a chemical attack.
Yeah, have we been able to confirm that?
I think it's some of that fart spray or something, isn't
yeah,
it?
That was, I read it's, that it was non-toxic.
Again, what would it be if her mother had never committed immigration fraud and married her brother, who may be her father? Do you think Ilhan Omar's daughter would be worried about fart spray in Upper Manhattan? I think she'd have bigger problems on her mind back home in Somalia.
Howie, did you see the videos of the Columbia students? Or the protesters? I know that the big excuse now is, oh no, the protesters don't actually go to Columbia; they're just on the campus at these protests. But they're all like dancing with this red yarn, and kind of weaving their bodies in and out of the red yarn. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Let's play the cut. I think you played it with the Columbia student who doesn't know what she's protesting. let's play cut 15.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
I came from Columbia. I was there up at Columbia, and we came down. They said NYU students needed our support. So I came down. I heard there's lots of cops. Some people were saying it was getting dangerous.
Like, I heard there was some good weed down here, man.
Usually when I hear, it's, oh,
and the,
there's
and
chaos.
The beer is cheaper down here in lower Manhattan than it is uptown.
Yeah, usually when I hear, like, oh, there's chaos and there's cop cars and there's, you know, I try to stay as far away from that as possible. I don't go, oh, okay, I'm on my way. Wait for me. It's crazy. And then, of course, what a lot of people on social media keep highlighting, which is very important, is we oftentimes are paying for these young people to get degrees at these schools where they're taught to hate America. So this is, you know, pony up. If you're watching this and you're going, wow, this is insanity, you're paying for it most of the time.
Death to America, and forgive our student loans.
while you're at it.
Well, if we're dead, I mean, how can we forgive your student loans? Someone's got to pay off that money. Someone's got to pay off the debt. Do you really want to kill us before you get your loans taken care of? I mean, where are you going to, if you have to keep paying them off, where are you going to get your next tattoo?
Well,
how about that nose piercing you've been dreaming of?
Like, I didn't really think of it that far. I wish I had more information. I wish I was more educated on this. In other news, Howie, Biden trails Trump in 6 swing states as 70% say economy is going in the wrong direction. The Bloomberg News Morning Consult swing state poll showed Trump leading Biden by 7 percentage points in Arizona, 6 points in Georgia, 8 points in Nevada, and 10 points in North Carolina.
10 points?
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
The Republican also led his Democratic rival by 4 percentage points in Wisconsin, just inside the poll's margin of error. So, the economy is the big driver here. And people do not feel that they are better off than they were 4 years ago. All those looking at the price
Biden
of eggs.
Biden keeps telling them that they are. And this Biden must know what he's talking about. He has a pair of work boots, and he used to drive a tractor trailer. Just ask him, Grace.
He'll tell you. He'll be the first one to tell you. Here's a weird story.
And you know what it is? And his family has paid the price. Did you know that his uncle was eaten by cannibals?
I did hear about that. But you know that the cannibal academics in our society are not happy about him throwing that out there. People think that he might not be telling the truth.
The professor of cannibalism?
Eat him up.
That was Uncle George from our gang talking about Uncle Bossy.
Howie, this is a weird story. Reggie Bush is going to have the 2005 Heisman Trophy reinstated.
Yeah.
So
I guess I'm behind the news. I just don't pay as much attention to the sports pages, Grace. I didn't know he'd lost the Heisman Trophy.
Yeah,
now he's getting it back.
I didn't know this either, but he had lost it because of NIL, the name, image, and likeness. Or no, I'm sorry, he's getting it back because of NIL, but he had lost it because he'd received benefits from marketing agents, like he was getting paid. And that wasn't allowed. But now
that's shocking. He's the first person that ever got those kinds of payoffs in college athletics.
But now that it's allowed, because
I think he probably lost it because his last name was Bush, and it was 2005.
Yeah.
In those days, the leading malady was Bush derangement syndrome. Not
yes.
Trump derangement
he
syndrome.
Was a victim of circumstance. Yeah, but now that the name, image, and likeness compensation applies for college athletes, he's getting it back. So that's just a little update for everyone. And lastly, this is the story I've really been dying to tell you about today. There's a story in the New York Post, and the photo that accompanies it is a giant fat dog sitting on a couch.
I did see. I looked at the picture, but I didn't have time to read the story.
What are they saying is
the bad stuff? What's the bad stuff? And I'll tell you if Roscoe gets it.
Well, hold on a second. First, I can tell you right now, Roscoe, I'm looking at this stuff, definitely does get it. But let me just tell people the headline. These popular human foods that could be making your dog fat. First of all, Howie, let's address the fact that do you care if these human foods are making your dog fat?
Well, he's a pug, and whenever Charlotte comes down, she says he's getting fat. And I say, how do you know he's getting fat? For a pug, he's very trim.
She
looks
sizes
like Reggie
him up.
Bush. He looks like Reggie Bush in his prime, running through the offensive line, you know?
Does she weigh him, or does Charlotte just, you know,
she
size
just looks
him up and down?
She just always says it. It's one of those things. You know how people say stuff about you? You know, oh, you're looking great, Grace, or your hair looks fantastic, or whatever they say.
That's her go-to with Roscoe? He's looking fat?
Yeah, that's what she says. Yeah, she always says that.
Oh, I'm going to have a word with Charviv. That feels very hateful.
Yeah, so tell me what the dogs
Well, first
eat.
They say, most of us don't realize how calorie-dense our food can be for our pets. This is especially the case for smaller dogs and breeds which are more obesity-prone, such as pugs. For small dogs like these,
no one could dispute the veracity of that statement.
Go ahead. Single sausage can take up almost half of their daily recommended calorie intake.
Yeah, but who gives the dog a whole sausage? I just give him a bite of a sausage. I gave him a bite of a sausage yesterday.
One of the most common treats we feed our dogs is leftover meat.
Yeah, of course. Yes. He had some pastrami this morning.
Going to have almagaucha soon.
If you were to give your dog two almagaucha, pieces.
It's coming back. Yes, or we're coming back to almagaucha, yes.
If you were to give your dog just two pieces of bacon.
Do you give him the candied bacon from almagaucha?
No, I don't get it. I eat that myself.
I don't believe that.
No. He has some of the steak from almagaucha, but he doesn't have any of the bacon, and he also doesn't have some of the Brazilian sausage.
I'm with Charlotte.
I like that.
This is a thick dog.
Roast chicken can also take up a
lot
of our.
Of course he eats chicken.
You know what
he loves even more than chicken? I think I was feeding him some today.
Candied bacon?
Some buttered sourdough toast. He throws himself at me when I'm eating.
So it's not just the meat, it's the carbs.
Is he running a marathon? Why are you carbo loading him?
Do you think he wants salad? You think he wants a raw mushroom? I don't think so.
Ready, Howie? It says just one egg can be 31% of a small dog's calories.
No, but nobody feeds him an egg. I mean, Kathy eats, the mailroom manager eats eggs in the morning, but she just feeds him like the leftovers, the burnt stuff from the pan. Okay. Nobody's feeding their dogs
eggs. A lot of information's coming out of this. You seem to be very defensive.
Charviv is fat-shaming the dog. Mailroom manager burns breakfast.
Yeah, anything else?
508 says Roscoe needs a sleeve, and 978. If my kid participated in this, the money would be cut off. Well, Charviv makes her own way, so I can't really do that anymore.
That's anyway, it for me, Howie.
Okay, nobody is feeding, or at least nobody I know would feed their dog a sausage. Even a big dog, you wouldn't feed the dog a sausage. You just cut him a little slice and throw it down for him. Same with the eggs. It's ridiculous. 844-500-40. I'm glad I didn't read this story now. 844-500-4242. And Roscoe does not need the sleeve. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. We'll be right back.
If you're headed to Florida, enjoy lunch or dinner at any of the three Kelly's Roast Beef locations. Open now in Sarasota, South Pasadena, and Naples. Get the iconic taste of Boston, home of the original roast beef sandwich, plus authentic New England seafood, chicken sandwiches, burgers, dogs, and more. All freshly made with gluten-free options, too. Kelly's Roast Beef. Mention this ad and get a free Kelly's scratch card for special discounts or free food. More locations coming soon. Learn more at kellysroastbeef.com.
I can't remember crazier times in my lifetime. Now more than ever, expect the unexpected with ReadyWise. Always be prepared. At ReadyWise, their mission is to bring peace of mind to their consumers by offering high-quality food and gear at a reasonable price. ReadyWise relentlessly pursues solutions to help you be prepared. Go to ReadyWise.com, enter code HOWIE20 at checkout and receive 20% off your purchase. Or call 800-95-READY to speak with an actual person. That's ReadyWise.com.
Howie Carr here. You've heard me say it before. I need my sleep. Not 5 or 6 hours. I need 7 or 8 good hours of uninterrupted sleep. So when I started sleeping on MyPillow, it was a dream come true. I started sleeping better than ever. MyPillow can change your sleep experience too. Just go to MyPillow.com to get yours. Right now, Howie fans will get a special offer. You can get MyPillow's incredible Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98 and a MyPillow mattress topper for as little as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All with the biggest discounts ever. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Don't love it? Don't worry. MyPillow has a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie.
Perfect Smiles is growing. Dr. Houghton has brought on two new dentists, Dr. Sai and Dr. Tam. Both have their own specialties in dentistry. This means the wait time to get an appointment at Perfect Smiles just got shorter. Perfect Smiles will be my first checkup when I return to New England in a few weeks. I've had it on the calendar since before I left for Florida. Poor oral health is linked to so many problems, so many diseases. The hygienists at Perfect Smiles are the best. Dr. Houghton and his team take the time to take many continuing education classes so they can remain up to date on all
the latest advancements in dentistry. Do not procrastinate. Please make your appointment with Perfect Smiles today. You won't regret it. They are conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire, right off Route 3. You can visit them online at perfectsmiles.com and watch my testimonial video. Or you can call them at 603-595-6699. Take a listen to my Meet the Experts podcast with Drs. Houghton, Tam, and Tsai. I think you will be very interested in what they have to say. PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. Close to 50 satisfied Howie listeners have allowed J.J. Manning auctioneers to sell their valuable real estate assets quickly, contingency-free, and for the highest prices the market will pay. You could be the next. Since 1976, J.J. Manning's project-based approach of selling real estate has generated positive results for individuals, families, builders, companies, banks, estates, and more. J.J. Manning's sellers are never left out in the cold, wondering about interest on their properties. Weekly inquiry reports provide measured progress and create a sense of teamwork through the auction process. You set the terms, you sell contingency free, and the buyer pays all commissions. JJ Manning uses their 30-30 marketing plan, 30 days of advertising and 30 days to close. To learn more on how to get your commercial, residential, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Just in time for Mother's Day. Phillips Chocolate, founded in 1925, Phillips Chocolate, chocolates on Morrissey Boulevard in Dorchester, is pleased to be Boston's oldest chocolatier. It's a tradition that four generations of families have been proud to uphold. Inspired by a love of fine chocolate, they continue to artfully blend premium, fresh ingredients in small batches using their original recipes and methods. And Roscoe doesn't get any of this, I'm telling you. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Phillips Chocolates for just $25. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click store to get yours now. Hurry, these will sell out quickly. With us now to tell us more about today's deal is Joe Sammartino of Phillips Chocolate. Joe, thank you for being with us, and tell us about Phillips Chocolate. What's your number one seller, as if I didn't know?
Chocolate Turtles. Actually, for Mother's Day, we have them also. We put them in a chocolate basket. The whole basket's made out of chocolate on the mold. We filled the turtles inside the basket. It's quite a treat.
You know, I think for a while people were just used to, like a lot of products, people were just used to eating the mass-produced stuff, you know. But now the old style, the handmade, the artisan products, including chocolate, have come back. I mean, you guys do it small batch. What's the difference between you and a big candy company?
Well, we have two candy makers, and they just work all week long. And we use the same recipes that my grandfather developed back in 1925. And we don't skimp on anything as far as we use the best products, the best chocolate we can get, and nuts and ingredients. And we stay true to the recipes.
Now, in fudge, are nuts more popular or less popular than they used to be? Or are they about the same?
It's probably about the same. You know, it's again, if you like nuts, you like nuts. If not, you don't. Actually, today we're experimenting with a strawberry fudge. Strawberry fudge, that's correct, right? So we're just doing a little experimenting with it, and what we do is we'll be passing out samples to our customers when they come in and ask their opinion about what they like about it.
I like maple fudge.
Yeah, we have that. Sure.
As a matter of fact, I can't think of any fudge. Fudge with nuts, fudge without nuts, maple fudge, chocolate fudge. I'll bet I would like strawberry fudge too, Joe.
Yeah.
So what other specials do you have for Mother's Day other than the chocolate basket?
Well, you know, moms, they know what they like. They know what they like from us. So we have everything in which, you know, whether it's assortments or whether it's bark or our Pepmin patties, for example, are very, very popular. And so, again, it's, you know, it depends upon what mom likes.
Howie, can I say one thing? My mom,
go right.
My mom has loved Royal Hash since she was younger, and we get that it's like her Mother's Day favorite. We actually get it for every holiday, Easter and everything else, but we just had some at the office. And Taylor, I told you, I said, this is the best chocolate you're ever going to have. Was I lying?
You were not lying. It was...
Wait a second. Where was my chocolate?
Sorry. There's like marshmallow in it. It's like Rocky Road, but with milk chocolate. It's so delicious, and the quality of chocolate is absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, it's. I think Heavenly Hash is like your number two seller, isn't it, Joe?
It's pretty popular. Yeah, it is. Again, you know, turtles are number one, as we know, and I'd say that Heavenly Hash is probably second or third in that vicinity. Yeah.
Oof, this is great. This is a great deal. This is and just in time for Mother's Day. Although, again, as Grace said, it's great for any holiday. It's great for any occasion. You can't go wrong with chocolate. So this is go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and you can get a $50 gift certificate to Phillips Chocolate in Dorchester for just $25. Just $25. These are going to go fast. Get them now. I'm Howie Carr.
Chocolate, 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 chocolate.
Auctions are one of the oldest forms of commerce known to man. Auctions are how economies determine values for assets and commodities. Auctions are not a fire sale at a discounted price. Rather, auctions are an accelerated sale with competitive pricing. J.J. Manning's accelerated auction process is one of the fastest growing segments in real estate. Manning's time-tested approach began over 16,000 auctions ago in 1976 by its founder, Jerome Manning. In the Manning method, the buyer pays their exclusive P&S and makes a 10% non-refundable deposit that day. In the Manning method, you set the terms which all buyers must follow. J.J. Manning uses their 30-30 marketing plan, 30 days of marketing saturation, and 30 days to close. To learn more on how to get your commercial, residential, or land sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your real estate sold.
Spring is here and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code HOWIE3. Dave Hinchy has one in every room at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt the Vet swears by them. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Not only does it help with pollen in your home, but with